Track 8, Normal for Norfolk. Talking of animals, have you heard of anything unusual being spotted in Norfolk? Here's Sam to tell us about just a few of the unlikely creatures which have apparently been popping up in our county recently.
Unusual creatures in Norfolk. With its numerous areas of outstanding natural beauty and wealth of diverse habitats, Norfolk has played host to some of the country's most outstanding wildlife. But however, in recent years, some of that wildlife has been a little more outstanding than others. Well, take a chipmunk, for instance. That's certainly not a native of Norfolk. This North American species of rodent has been spotted in the suburbs of Norwich as recently as March this year. This unique-looking creature is thought to have escaped from a property in Sussex Street. And in 2016, it became illegal to buy or sell chipmunks in the UK. And Kevin Murphy of Norfolk Wildlife Rescue is aiming to rehome these creatures safely. Reports of sightings of a large black cat in Norfolk have been circulating for many years, but the image of what looks like a jaguar or panther slinking through a field in Sprowston last year is the most compelling evidence yet. Mr. Oakley, a site manager who took the photos, said he was reluctant to get any closer to the animal because of its size, which tells you all you need to know. And owing to the popularity of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the late 1980s and early 1990s, a huge craze for owning terrapins as pets led to many being illegally dumped in the wild, where they could live for up to 40 years. Now, Jake and Jessica Horn were surprised to see one of these amphibians near Helsden Mill during last year's unusually hot summer, where it was seen just basking on a log in the sunshine. And 2 years ago, beachgoers were alarmed to see a large shark fin in the water at Caister, which turned out to belong to a basking shark. Now, these sharks, which grow up to 10 feet long, which is the same size as a great white shark, can be found in British coastal waters between May and October, and they pose very little risk to humans as they only eat plankton. Nevertheless, the eagle-eyed onlookers were reluctant to let their dogs go for a paddle after spotting the gentle beast.
Goodness me, whatever next? A sighting of the Loch Ness Monster on Hickling Broad, perhaps?